local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another cool start here in early spring. 48 now at our studios, heading for high around 68. Details with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way right after we check them right in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a perfect start across the Bayway from Daphne and Spanish Fort. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us accident-free conditions all the way from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality. Their team of certified wedding planners can organize every detail of your special day. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:08 to FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. On the way, more from Dr. Bill, full weather discussion, and even a look forward to the weekend around 6:35. Plus, we'll check in with traffic throughout the hour with Kane. And right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin this morning in our state capitol as Alabama lawmakers are proposing to outlaw almost all abortions. Happening today, legislation will be introduced to make it a felony to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy unless the mother's health is in jeopardy. So if this is passed, this would be the most restrictive in our nation and would be expected to be challenged in court. This challenge, though, is happening in multiple states as lawmakers work to challenge Roe v. Wade. Kentucky and Mississippi have both approved abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which happens at about 6 weeks. Georgia's governor is considering a similar bill, and South Carolina lawmakers, they are also considering fetal heartbeat legislation. The body of the Gulf Shores woman missing for 5 days has been discovered. Authorities located her at the scene of an accident site in Baldwin County. The car belonging to 33-year-old Amanda LeBrec was found around 4 p.m. Monday at Baldwin County Road 9 and Highway 98 by the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. Authorities believe her vehicle, a white 2016 Kia Soul, was involved in a single vehicle crash. Authorities, though, have not yet released when that crash happened. The 33-year-old was from Gulf Shores. She went missing last Thursday after last being seen leaving South Baldwin Regional Medical Center in Foley. Her family said it was unusual for her not to communicate with family and friends. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency and the Baldwin County Coroner's Office are investigating this case at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Gas tax increases. A state lottery. Overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery. And FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters. Flutters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. Three Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand.
One incredible night, Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An arrest has been made in an animal abuse case in Connecticut County. Many of you saw the disturbing video involving a horse on social media. 22-year-old Shaquille Tucker is charged with one count of aggravated animal abuse. That's a felony. Tucker was interviewed Monday and already posted bond. Sheriff Randy Brock says the horse seen in the video is okay. Investigators in northern Alabama are dealing with a murder-suicide. Earlier this week, deputies in Calhoun County found a 6-month-old girl and her grandfather shot on the side of the road. The young girl died. The man was rushed to the hospital. We do not have an update on his condition. Investigators say 23-year-old Trenton Gordon shot both of them and killed himself. 3 years in the making, the new 4-story Studer Family Children's Hospital opened in Pensacola on Monday. It's located at 1 Bubba Watson Drive and is part of the Sacred Heart campus on 9th Avenue. It offers a pediatric emergency room, a 72-bed neonatal intensive care unit, as well as a playroom for the children. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
History has been made. The Auburn Tigers, for the first time ever, are going to the Final Four. The Tigers are headed to Minneapolis.
Bruce Pearl and his underdog Tigers upset Kansas, North Carolina, and Kentucky, and now have their bullseye on number one seed Virginia with a spot in the national championship on the line. Hear the Final Four call from Rod Bramblett and Sonny Smith Saturday at 5 p.m. on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
South Alabama announces a major donor to the on-campus football stadium. John Calipari signs for life, and the Braves get their first win of the season. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. One day after losing to Auburn 77-71 in the Elite Eight on Sunday, Kentucky Wildcats head coach John Calipari reportedly agreed to a lifetime contract extension with the university. UCLA had reportedly offered Calipari a 6-year, $48 million deal, but the head coach confirmed that he will be staying with Kentucky on his weekly radio show last night. Calipari is already the highest-paid basketball coach in the country with a $9.2 million annual salary. According to ESPN, he receives a retention bonus of $2.6 million in each of the next 3 Julys. Calipari has a 305-71 record at Kentucky with four Final Four appearances and one national championship win in 2012. Former NBA player Jerry Stackhouse is reportedly in talks with Vanderbilt to become its next head coach. Stackhouse is currently an assistant coach with the Memphis Grizzlies. He played 18 seasons in the NBA before he retired in 2013 and earned 2 All-Star appearances along the way. Vanderbilt fired head coach Bryce Drew in March after 3 seasons at Vanderbilt. Last night on Sports Night, Corey LeBounty and I talked with Auburn radio play-by-play man Rod Bramblett. He spoke about the great job that Bruce Pearl has done since taking over as head coach in 2014 and that he expects a contract extension offer following this season.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised that when the dust settles on this season that you see Bruce Pearl really get a commitment and make a commitment to Auburn for a long time. I would not be surprised at that at all.
Bramblett also broke down the upcoming Final Four matchup against Virginia on Saturday and that he expects Auburn to have a good chance to win if they can play their own game and that the matchup fascinates him.
It's a fascinating matchup between two teams that want to play completely opposite of one another.
Auburn takes on Virginia on Saturday at 5:09 p.m. Of course, you can hear the game right here on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 4:30. Yesterday afternoon, University of South Alabama President Tony Waldrop and Director of Athletics Joel Erdman held a press conference to announce that Budweiser-Busch Distributing has donated $1 million towards the new on-campus Hancock-Whitney Stadium. In return, the south terrace of the stadium will now be called the Michelob Ultra Terrace.
Okay, so that's... And it's the terrace, too, it's not the regular seating. It's like you're sitting at tables and chairs and stuff.
That's right. It features several rows right there near the field level, has those walk-up drink rails. And I believe that side can be converted into a concert stage, too, if they have any concerts on that side.
Okay, well, what's the story, see? So I see the presser that happened yesterday, but you can't serve Michelob Ultra, can you? You can't have beer in the...
I think you can have beer at the Mitchell Center during the basketball games.
I wonder if that's just an SEC thing.
It might be an SEC rule, but I know at Ladd Peebles and at the Mitchell Center they serve beer at games.
Well,
yeah, is South your new favorite team?
Dude, go Jags! Go Jags! Cheers!
The stadium is, of course, still under construction. It is scheduled to be finished before the 2020 football season. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns traded defensive end Emmanuel Ogba to the Kansas City Chiefs for safety Eric Murray. Ogba was drafted by the Browns in the second round in 2016. He has 12 and a half sacks in three seasons with the team. Murray appeared in 15 games with the Chiefs last season. He had an interception, two passes defended, and 55 tackles. The Detroit Lions have reached an agreement on a one-year deal with former Rams running back C.J. Anderson. The 5'8", 225-pound Anderson has averaged more than 4 yards per carry, and he had a career resurgence with the Rams at the end of last season with three 100-yard games. In the NCAA Women's Elite Eight last night, number one seed Baylor defeated number two seed Iowa 85-53, and number one seed Notre Dame beat number two seed Stanford 84-68. The Final Four is set for Friday night in Tampa, Florida. Number one seed Baylor faces number two seed Oregon, and Notre Dame will take on number two seed UConn. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves got their first win of the season, and it came in their home opener against the Chicago Cubs 8-0. Edgar Inciarte got it started from the jump with a leadoff home run.
There it is. High drive out into right. He took advantage of that new life. And it's 1-0 Braves.
Ronald Acuna Jr. added another home run in the sixth inning, and Ozzie Albies had a three-hit night with one RBI and scored two runs. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Go Jags!
Yeah.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Ah!
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, a good ride across the Bayway from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and through the George Wallison to Bankhead Tunnel. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, Tillman's Corner, Theodore. It's a good start to our Tuesday morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 620 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, we got that for certain there during the break. So it's the SEC. See, I never knew. I thought it was NCAA that had said something about it, but it's actually the SEC that says no beer or I guess no alcohol at the games. But that's not true for other conferences.
Yeah, the SEC commish said yes. The conference committee would have to hold a meeting and vote to allow alcohol in SEC games.
Does that show you how much of an SEC homer I am? Because, like, I thought all college ball was a certain way because all I've ever done is going to
that's all you've done is that.
I guess to SEC football games. Wow. All right, 6:22, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An untimely death of an Alabama lawmaker leads to the governor calling a special election. Last week, Representative Dimitri Palizos died of a heart attack. The restaurant owner represented the Montgomery District since 2013. Governor Kay Ivey has called that special election for District 74 in the Alabama House of Representatives to fill the now vacant seat. The primary is June 11th, and the runoff, if necessary, would be August 27th. Under that schedule, the general election would then be November 12th. Now, if a primary is not necessary, the general election will be August 27th. If there is a primary but no runoff is necessary, the general election will once again be August the 27th. Now, mark your calendars because candidates have until April 9th at 5 p.m. to qualify with the Republican or Democratic parties. The deadline for independent or minor party candidates to qualify, that's June 11th at 5 p.m. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a meteor? Yeah, so says the National Weather Service. That bright flash across the Florida night sky over the weekend was likely a falling meteor. People in southern Georgia and even northern Florida reported seeing a flash shortly before midnight on Saturday. The National Weather Service in Charleston confirmed a mapping tool, quote, detected the release light from the suspected fireball over a spot about 35 miles east of Tallahassee just before midnight. Now, retrieved data shows the meteor briefly blinks as a purple dot. No word yet as to where that meteor landed, but it's interesting to note sightings were also reported across the southeast early Friday. The American Meteor Society says that more than 150 reports were recorded in Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Our very own Dr. Bill, our meteorologist here at FM Talk 106.5, I'm sure he'll give us more insight on what happened over the weekend and what you can expect weather-wise today, tomorrow, and into the upcoming weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
6:23 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And of course, you on the text line, 343-0106, with no further discussion of maybe some story or a story that ran here yesterday. I will run through a list of some of the April Fool's Day pranks that were ranked out there. Some that got my attention, I thought were pretty darn creative. The Jägermeister with their Jäger bong, a gift box that helps you turn old Jägermeister bottles into bongs.
You mean that's not real?
It was with people that lived down the hall from me in college. but some of the I thought were like McDonald's in Australia had the McPickle. Which is a Big Mac with a bunch of pickles replacing the meat.
Wow.
Listen, there's people in my household that probably would have said, okay, they like pickles that much, the McPickle not real. Pop chips went a little edgier than expected and announced individually wrapped chips from this company, Pop Chips, that were ridged for your pleasure.
Oh, no.
The chips were ridged for your pleasure. I think one of the cuter ones out there, one that, you know, you'd like to get your kids looking at this
April Fool's story. U.S. Open tweeted a Photoshop picture of a dog serving as a tennis ball retriever for the next tournament. Instead of having the people run out, they had this, looks like a corgi or something like that running out.
Cute little dog. And actually, that took off. People were like, we know this is an April Fool's joke, but can we make this a reality? That would be perfect.
Right. It got out of control for the U.S. Open tennis because now people say, we don't want the people. We want y'all to have a dog that goes and gets the balls when they go out of bounds for tennis matches.
Get rid of those ugly, snotty-nosed kids that you have running out there to grab the ball. We need corgis.
Would that be awesome? That would bring a lot of entertainment value to it.
It would probably work like some of the bat retrievers, the dogs that they have retrieving, the bat boy dogs.
Right.
I saw one where there were only two strikes, but the dog went out to grab the bat anyway, and the batter was like, no, I'm still batting right now.
McDonald's also announced yesterday their shake sauce, little packets of shakes to dip your fries in, because everybody's talking about, you know, dipping your fries in the shake. They said, well, if you're not going to get a whole shake, these little packets, and they have all this is vanilla, chocolate, shamrock, and all that, and you can get the little pack. Of course, you really can't. It'd be a joke. This one I thought was pretty darn creative here. And now with this April Fool's joke from Lego, I wonder if somebody's going to really try to do this. It's called Find My Brick.
Find My Brick, like the Find My iPhone?
Yeah, this is an app that scans piles of Legos for the exact Lego you want.
That's perfect.
This is good. You know, as the kids are, you know, searching through the Lego piles, trying to find that piece that they need for whatever. Lego on Twitter yesterday, they said, yeah, the long search is finally over. Hashtag find my brick. And they were advertising coming soon an app for your smartphone that lets you scan big, big mounds of Legos and pick out a very special Lego. I thought it was pretty creative.
Yeah, those are some good ones. I saw some news running with this morning, but it's been released that Tinder, they had a April Fool's Day joke yesterday that apparently a lot of people fell for. Like,
we saw that story yesterday. We joked about it. We said, that's a funny April Fool's joke.
Mm-hmm. And they confirmed it last night. They said, so yeah, height verification is an April Fool's Day joke. But what's not funny is lying about who you are on Tinder. So they did admit that that's an April Fool's joke.
And it seemed pretty obvious it was April Fool's joke. It was funny. I thought it was kind of creative. But it's been reported as like real news by a lot of places.
Uh-oh.
Michelob Ultra started an online petition to create the first ever cat park. Yeah, you have dog parks. This is pretty funny.
That would be chaos.
It would be fantastic. Let's see what else. Starbucks announcing Pup Bucks, a store for dogs to give them caffeine. Also, this is scary. Dipping Dots. My daughter likes the Dippin' Dots stuff. Said they have a new roll-on deodorant.
Oh, no.
In the form of Dippin' Dots, but they said that was also April Fool's.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. State troopers say it'll be some time before the victims in a fiery crash on Interstate 10 are identified. A driver trying to get away from sheriff's deputies caused a deadly fiery crash on the interstate near the Beach Express Monday afternoon.
I had to swerve off the road.
Four people died in the crash, including the suspect and two passengers in his car. The fourth victim was an innocent driver who was hit head-on when the suspect crossed the interstate driving east in the westbound lanes. A man accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in downtown Pensacola will be in court this week. Jury selection was Monday in Corey Hill's trial. Pensacola police say Hill was seen on surveillance video carrying the unconscious victim to his car. The police report says the victim passed out on a sidewalk when her friend left to go get his car. Hill allegedly grabbed her and sped off. Hill claims the sex was consensual. Mobile's Public Safety Committee will be discussing a recent spate of shootings across the city. Just last night, shots were heard near Sage Park. The weekend of March 16th alone, Mobile police say officers investigated at least five shootings with injuries. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Opposition is forming against President Trump's threat to completely close the southern border. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey says stopping the flow of goods could cripple the southwestern economy.
Mexico is Arizona's number one trading partner, and that relationship is vital to our economy.
And he warns those now legally allowed to cross the border for work will be forced to cross illegally, making the problems there worse. Police in Los Angeles have identified a suspect in the shooting death of rapper Nipsey Hussle. He's a 29-year-old named Eric Holder, but Nick Watt reports the motive remains unclear.
No word yet from the LAPD on a possible motive here, but we know that just a half hour before Nipsey Hussle was shot, he tweeted this: having strong enemies is a blessing.
In Rome, Pope Francis today said women have legitimate claims to seek more justice and equality in the Catholic Church, but he stopped short of endorsing calls from his own bishops to give women decision-making roles. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Ride-hailing company Lyft raised $2.3 billion in a much-hyped initial public offering on Friday. Yesterday, Lyft shares dropped below the IPO price on the second day of trading. That bodes ill for several other private funds looking to go public, including Lyft's rival Uber. They will be competing for capital with other big firms, from exercise bike company Peloton Interactive to data mining specialist Palantir Technologies, in what could be a record-breaking year for IPOs. Recent congressional testimony, as well as interviews with executives, regulators, and others, suggest the U.S. aviation industry had an overly U.S.-centric view about how to handle safety issues and often a dismissive view of overseas pilots. The speed of Boeing's response is now a matter of various investigations. Meanwhile, Singapore Airlines says it's grounded two of Boeing's 787-10 aircraft due to engine issues. The carrier says premature blade deterioration was found on some engines. On Wall Street, futures little changed. That's your money now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And another cool morning. I like this in the 40s yesterday. Not bad at all. More of that, please.
Yeah, really nice. And in fact, yesterday morning we got down to 42 degrees, but then warmed up to 70 in the afternoon. That's a nice temperature range. Today, look for about 72 with plenty of sunshine today. The wind out of the northwest around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll still get back into the 40s again. 48 degrees tonight under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny and up around 72 to 73 degrees. Now, after that, we're going to see a warm-up, mainly because the wind will be out of the south and southeast. And so it looks like on Thursday, mostly cloudy, and then a good chance for showers as we get into the afternoon. The reason for that is a storm system. We're moving out of the Great Plains, and that's going to affect most of the south on Thursday and Friday. So on Thursday, count on mostly cloudy skies with, again, a good chance for showers in the afternoon. High will be in the upper, so the lower 70s. And then numerous showers for Thursday night as a cold front moves in. And on Friday, that front will come through in the morning. And but we're not going to cool off. It's basically going to stall along the Gulf Coast. And so Friday will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a high in the upper 70s. As for the weekend, it looks like rain for both days. A few showers, though, on Saturday with a high temperature around 80 degrees. And then on Sunday, a little better chance for some scattered shower activity and a high in the upper 70s. So you can count on a few showers over the weekend, but some warm temperatures, both days getting up near or possibly reaching 80 degrees.
All right. So, I mean, so this week, in like a lamb, out like a lion or something like that. That's a lot of changes coming
great,
our way.
Great start to the week, but showers on the forecast starting Thursday and all the way through Sunday. Your best chance for rain is going to be from Thursday afternoon through Thursday night.
What about that? Severe weather associated or just rain?
There is a possibility that we could see a few thunderstorms. We're not looking for any severe weather at this time, but most of it will be in the shower activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update right here on FM Talk 106.5 and your exclusive forecast 24/7. Thank you for the text line. Somebody was talking about favorite April Fool's jokes from yesterday. This is good. This is good. And Hoss Mack, who is he's a funny guy, Sheriff Mack in Baldwin County, it's popped up. This is from the Baldwin County Facebook page for the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Office has added a feline drug interdiction unit. C9, not K9, C9.
Canine.
Archie has the ability to enter small spaces as well as pursue fast-fleeing felons. We welcome this new addition to our office as we continue to expand to meet the ever-increasing demand for specialty units. And it's got a picture of a cat with, like, a sheriff's flak vest on the cat.
That's awesome.
So, yes, the C9, not K9 unit.
I'd pay to see a C9 take down a suspect. They could. I think your average house cat could take down a suspect.
And not let go. I mean, the person could get away, but the cat would be right there with them, hanging on. All right, 638 FM Talk 106.5. Check headlines coming up next.
Celebrate the beauty and diversity of the Mobile Tensaw Delta during the 11th Annual Woods and Waters Expo, sponsored by the City of Spanish Fort and held at the Five Rivers Delta Center. Discover the Delta with us Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Have fun while learning through exciting interactive displays, hands-on demonstrations, and one-on-one instruction by experienced outdoorsmen, professionals, educators, and enthusiasts. Mark your calendar, April 27th. For more information, visit deltawoodsandwater.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident on the ramp I-165 northbound to New Bay Bridge Road. Also, Old Pass, Cagoula, and Carroll Plantation. Both of those are going to be without injuries as traffic flow looks good. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640. FM Talk 106.5, and it is time for headlines. Here is Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News from our nation's capital. As an amendment to a disaster relief bill authored by Senator Richard Shelby does not pass a procedural vote on Monday. Now, if the bill had enough votes, that funding would have gone toward aiding recovery from last month's Lee County tornadoes. Senator Shelby says that measure should have gone through. It should have provided funding for disasters which occurred this year and is the only legislation that could gain President Trump's signature. The Senator bill provides $13.45 billion in disaster relief overall, while the House bill allocates $14.2 billion. The measure fell 16 votes shy of the 60-vote threshold. It fell 44-49. The House version also failed a procedural vote in the Senate by a vote of 46-49. Even though Lee County didn't get those votes, the Lee County EMA is asking volunteers to please step forward for Beauregard and Smith Station and requesting even more donations. An attorney for Alabama death row inmate Christopher Lee Price has filed an emergency motion challenging the means of execution. The execution date is scheduled April the 11th. The motion filed last Friday in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Alabama argues that the state's lethal injection protocol violates the Eighth Amendment because it carries risk of causing severe pain. And it argues that the state's refusal to use a new nitrogen hypoxia method in this case denies Price the equal protection promised by the 14th Amendment. Last year, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill giving inmates the option to choose execution by nitrogen. His attorney is arguing that the Department of Corrections allows some inmates to choose nitrogen hypoxia in a manner that was completely arbitrary and that the state has, quote, created two classes of death row inmates. Price was convicted in the 1991 robbery and stabbing of Pastor Bill Lynn just 3 days before Christmas. He was convicted in 1993. Price has long been an opponent of the state's lethal injection protocol. He has tried to block the move since as far back as 2014. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An arrest has been made in an animal abuse case in Connecticut County. Many of you saw the disturbing video involving a horse on social media. 22-year-old Shaquille Tucker is charged with one count of aggravated animal abuse. That's a felony. Tucker was interviewed Monday and already posted bond. Sheriff Randy Brock says the horse seen in the video is okay. Investigators in northern Alabama are dealing with a murder-suicide. Earlier this week, deputies in Calhoun County found a 6-month-old girl and her grandfather shot on the side of the road. The young girl died. The man was rushed to the hospital. We do not have an update on his condition. Investigators say 23-year-old Trenton Gordon shot both of them and killed himself. 3 years in the making, the new 4-story Studer Family Children's Hospital opened in Pensacola on Monday. It's located at 1 Bubba Watson Drive and is part of the Sacred Heart campus on 9th Avenue. It offers a pediatric emergency room, a 72-bed neonatal intensive care unit, as well as a playroom for the children. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
South Alabama announces a major donor to the on-campus football stadium. John Calipari signs for life, and the Braves get their first win of the season. It's 6:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. One day after losing to Auburn 77-71 in the Elite Eight on Sunday, Kentucky Wildcats head coach John Calipari reportedly agreed to a lifetime contract extension with the university. UCLA had reportedly offered Calipari a 6-year, $48 million deal, but the head coach confirmed that he will be staying with Kentucky on his weekly radio show last night. Calipari is already the highest paid basketball coach in the country with a $9.2 million annual salary, and according to ESPN, he receives a retention bonus of $2.6 million in each of the next 3 Julys. Calipari has a 305-71 record at Kentucky with 4 Final Four appearances and 1 national championship win in 2012. Former NBA player Jerry Stackhouse is reportedly in talks with Vanderbilt to become its next head coach. Stackhouse is currently an assistant coach with the Memphis Grizzlies. He played 18 seasons in the NBA before retiring in 2013 and earned 2 All-Star appearances along the way. Vanderbilt fired head coach Bryce Drew in March after 3 seasons with the Commodores. Last night on Sports Night, Corey LeBounty and I talked with Auburn radio play-by-play man Rod Bramlett. He spoke about the great job that Bruce Pearl has done since taking over as head coach in 2014 and that he expects a contract extension offer following the season.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised when the dust settles on this season that you see Bruce Pearl really...
Let's take that from the top. For some reason, we're not connected.
Yeah, I know the reason. It's because I wasn't plugged in there.
Okay, we're trying again.
That's a pretty important part of the sound clip. All right, let's try that again.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised that when the dust settles on this season, that you see Bruce Pearl really get a commitment and make a commitment to Auburn for a long time. I would not be surprised at that at all.
Bramlett also broke down the upcoming Final Four matchup against Virginia on Saturday, that he expects Auburn to have a good chance to win if they can play their own game, and that the matchup fascinates him.
It's a fascinating matchup between two teams that want to play completely opposite of one another.
Auburn takes on Virginia on Saturday at 5:09 p.m. The pregame show begins right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 4:30. Yesterday afternoon, University of South Alabama President Tony Waldrop and the athletic director Joel Erdman held a press conference to announce that Budweiser Busch Distributing has donated $1 million towards the new on-campus Hancock Whitney Stadium. In return, the south terrace of the stadium will now be called the Michelob Ultra Terrace. That terrace will feature several rows near field level with walk-up drink rails. The stadium is still under construction and is scheduled to be finished before the 2020 football season. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns traded defensive end Emmanuel Ogba to the Kansas City Chiefs for safety Eric Murray. Ogba was drafted by the Browns in the second round of the 2016 draft and has 12.5 sacks in 3 seasons with the team. Murray appeared in 15 games with the Chiefs last season. He had an interception and 55 tackles. The Detroit Lions have reached an agreement on a 1-year deal with former Rams running back C.J. Anderson. The 5'8", 225-pound Anderson has averaged more than 4 yards per carry and had a career resurgence with the Rams at the end of last season with 3 100-yard games. In the NCAA Women's Elite Eight last night, number 1 seed Baylor defeated number 2 seed Iowa 85-53, and number 1 seed Notre Dame beat number 2 seed Stanford 84-68. The Final Four is set for Friday night in Tampa, Florida, with Baylor facing number 2 seed Oregon, and Notre Dame will take on number 2 seed UConn. In the major leagues last night, the Atlanta Braves got their first win of the season, and it came in their home opener against the Chicago Cubs, 8-0. Edgar Inciarte got it started from the jump with a leadoff home run.
There it is. A high drive out into right. He took advantage of that new life, and it's 1-0 Braves.
Ronald Acuna Jr. added another home run in the 6th inning, and Ozzie Albies had a 3-hit night with 1 RBI and scored 2 runs. 6:49, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway for now. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort looking good. Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Along Highway 90 and Range Line and northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. It's a good ride in. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile. This summer can get you a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to a host bar. Call 408-9950 and see them at Azalea Manor Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 652 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A new football stadium and now a new donor has USA saying, "Go Jags!" The south terrace of the new stadium will now be known as the Michelob Ultra Terrace, courtesy of a $1 million gift from Budweiser Busch Distributing. The section will feature six levels of terraces that can be used as standing room viewing areas or reconfigured as a staging area for concerts. Director of Athletics Dr. Joel Erdman says that the intent of the space was, quote, to bring a tailgating atmosphere into the stadium. Alex Atkins, her brother Jim, and nephew Chris were the generous donors. Monday's announcement was timed to coincide with the 54th anniversary of the founding of Budweiser Busch Distributing. Previous major gifts include $10 million from Hancock Whitney Bank for stadium naming rights, $5 million from Abraham A. Mitchell for field naming rights, and a commitment of $2.5 million from the Mobile County Commission for an academic center. The stadium is expected to be Jags ready by the 2020 season. Go Jags. Well, sparks are flying in a great way as Alabama Power and Bishop State Community College, they're joining forces. A training program for electric utility linemen will soon be offered at the college's Southwest campus on Dauphin Island Parkway in Mobile. So as part of the program, students will even get to renovate an on-campus building. The new training facility will include 3 classrooms as well as a learning lab and an outdoor hands-on learning area where linemen can practice their trade. The purpose of the training center is to prepare students to work as linemen for Alabama Power. And at the training center, students will learn the fundamentals of electricity as well as the basics of math and science needed to work on power lines. There will also be an emphasis on working safety. So Bishop State President Dr. Reginald Sykes says, quote, "This is yet another example of Bishop State providing workforce training for the Mobile County area. It's a 10-week program. It's set to begin next year. Up to 20 students will be accepted. If you'd like more information, call 251-405-7082. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Quinn Hillier joins us coming up after 8 o'clock. Talk some Common Core with him. Also, it is a Tuesday, so Mobile City Council back in action today as they do also return to regular session in Montgomery.
All kinds of fun government stuff going down
today.
That's
right. We'll keep an eye on that right here at FM Talk 106.5. And as always, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Thought I'd add this to the mix, although it may be a 6.5 story kind of story, but Jacksonville's Jumbo Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Hosting Florida Man Night.
Yes, I saw this. They're clearly taking what we started on 6.5 mm-hmm. stories mm-hmm. and using it to their profit, their personal
Night.
Gain.
Yeah, so also I said years ago, Newark Bears hosted Britney Spears' baby safety night to take advantage of when Spears was caught driving her infant son in her lap instead of a secure baby seat. The Altoona Curve uh-huh. once hosted Awful Night, which included bobbing for onions and a dead fish slingshot catch. But yeah, so the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, the AA Southern League may have topped them all. The description for Florida Man Night, here it goes. We all know Florida Man, or have at least seen him in the news. We could be tossing an alligator in a window, or he could be driving a Ferrari off a pier at the behest of his savior.
That was one of the 6.5
That's
stories.
Right, it was. We know it's a weird state, so let's embrace all its weirdness. Tonight, we'll be breaking a weird Florida law every inning, plus hosting Duvall's own Florida Man, Lane Pittman. So, yes, it was Florida Man Night at the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
That's awesome. Hopefully, lots of law enforcement on hand for that one.
And it makes it easy to just pick up the suspect.
And I hope they're patting down people that come in for bath salts. That's important.
Gosh, remember all that stuff?
How big was bath salts?
It was huge. And remember the people like had gone like zombies down there on the bath salt stuff?
Yeah, eating other people, just insane things going on.
All right, let's hope those days don't come back. there's one of these stories that's on the positive side. A woman in Arkansas lost her house in a fire about a month ago. That's horrible. But then last week, she hit the lottery for $150,000. A woman in eastern Arkansas, Leandra Clay, lost her house in a fire about a month ago. She's been living in a shed without any electricity since then. But she obviously had money for Lotto. Last week, she came forward after hitting the lottery for $150,000. She matched 4 out of 5 numbers in the Powerball drawing, got the money, and now has got a brand new place to live.
That's timely.
Yeah, good story. All right, 6:58, coming right back, hour number 2.